Hi, I am Tina Moody, and thank you for coming along for a listen of the introduction to my first book, The Spiritual Awakening of an Analytical Mind, 13 Stepping Stones to Help Guide Your Journey. I published the book during the fall of 2021 through Main Authors Publishing, a cooperative publisher. I hope you will sit back and enjoy the listen. This book is dedicated to my children. To Sam and Cooper, my greatest teachers, what you will create in your lives is beyond my imagination. I love you and am so proud of you. I begin with an author declaration. I am not a counselor or a licensed practitioner, nor do I follow any particular belief system. I am simply an analytical thinker from mainstream America who has recently awakened to the gifts of the intuitive mind. I've been guided to help build a bridge between these two ways of being as we feel the shift in the universal energy of a raised consciousness. This book is a bridge for my fellow analytical thinkers. Let's dive in. Introduction. Welcome. No need to feel uncomfortable or overwhelmed. I am one of you. As a fellow analytical with linear thinking, I am here as a facilitator to help guide you through some stepping stones that will allow you to begin to open to all our universe has to offer. Before we really dig into things, I want to be upfront and tell you that you are embarking on a self-awakening journey. The fact you are sitting with book in hand tells me this. I hesitate to call it a spiritual awakening as not to scare you away. In fact, call it what you feel comfortable in calling it, working on yourself, reprioritizing what is important in your life, in search of something bigger. Call it spiritual if you have made peace with the term. Whatever works for you in this moment. I'm guessing that if you picked up this book, you may also feel something changing within yourself, a pull to something that you may or may not yet understand, and you are curious yet unsure about jumping into this unfamiliar world. The pull may be a feeling that there could possibly be a better version of you, of your life, of the world. And then there are those times when you begin to become more aware of serendipitous moments or feelings in your gut of knowing something is right or not right that give you pause. Maybe you even occasionally go to a psychic just for fun. And although you are fascinated by the experience, you analytically justify it away. Should we even mention your yoga instructor if you do yoga? So calm, soft-spoken, and connected. How could someone like you, like us, have the intuition to sense and connect with the universe like the other spiritual people? Are these things I mentioned even related? How would a person embark on this journey of spiritual self-discovery, and where does it lead you? Can't I have a moment of self-awareness without it being a spiritual awakening, you ask? Trust me, I've been there. And if I'm really being honest, I still go there after 5 years on this journey. So many questions to be answered. Writing a book began presenting itself to me in the fall of 2018 at every turn. What has evolved over time is the audience for whom I would be writing the book. Although the title came to me out of the gate, I initially thought it was a memoir. Actually, I thought it was the publication of the year-long journal I was guided to write. Think Bridget Jones meets Harry Potter. I am thrilled this adventure has evolved into using the journal as a reference tool to write a guide for people like me. People who overthink things, who justify things, who analyze things, who question things, and who just might need to let go of some control. I am your guide who will attempt to help you find your way from the analytical side of the river to the spiritual side. To cross this river, we will use the 13 stepping stones. Sometimes you will find another stone better suited for you, and that is okay too. In fact, you will likely hop from one stone to another and back again. Lastly, because of the nature of who we are, we will have access to both sides of the river in our lives. As I began writing this version of the book, an intuitively gifted woman used the following example as a way to explain the awakening analyticals we are. You can have a spiritually based business and remember to pay your quarterly taxes. This explains our duality. We are our own unique fusion of spiritual seekers. Purpose. The purpose of this book is to furnish you with a few basic tools or lessons that you may take forward on your journey toward your truest self. The goal of this book is not to tell you exactly what you need to do, for you will discover this yourself. The stepping stones are merely that, things you can begin to do now or when you're ready to discover the best version of yourself as you begin to contribute to raising the universal consciousness. Honestly, when I began my journey, my goal was healing and building a stronger me. I did not consider a universal consciousness into the equation. I did not realize then that by healing and discovering the truest version of self, we positively impact the universal consciousness. Whatever your mindset is at this point, the fact you are curious about investigating yourself and the spiritual side of life is amazing. This simple act already positively impacts your energy and the energy of those around you. I am still on my journey, and what I have repeatedly learned and continue to be taught is that we need to let go of our desire for control. By working on this new version of ourselves, being present in our moments, and entrusting the universe as we release control, we begin to enter the flow that is unique to us individually. I advise you to read each chapter, enjoy a few tales of my journey, and take from it what makes sense for your path at this moment of your journey. Vision. A mentor once told me that when we take our life thus far and we place it onto a timeline to reflect on our life's journey to this point, we begin to see those instances and moments in time where the universe attempted to reach us. With our rational minds leading the way for many of us in the world, the synchronicities are often analytically justified away, and life moves on until we are eventually ready to open ourselves to believing in the magic offered to us by the universe. As we each step forward into the truest version of ourselves, we will begin to help raise the universal consciousness. Although there are and have been some impressive people doing incredible things for the greater good in the world, the overall raised consciousness truly depends on each and every one of us. A good first step for us individually is to allow ourselves to open to believing, Chapter 1, in all this craziness, and to begin or continue our self-healing, Chapter 2. It does take some work on our part. We carry wounds, fears, judgments, not only from this lifetime, but from past lives and through the DNA of our ancestral lineage. Regardless, this is where we must focus our energies, and for many of us, it takes time, as there is no quick fix. However, if every person out there were to invest the time to heal themselves and be present in their moments with gratitude, the vibration of the world, of the universe, would change in extraordinary ways. My story. When I look at my life's timeline, I have had a few moments in my life that have altered its trajectory. Having grown up and attended college on the East Coast, after graduation, my employer sent me to work in the Northwest with 3 weeks' notice instead of the originally planned California. This change took me to vastly different places with different experiences, some of which I am just beginning to understand now. When I was not in Seattle, my job had me traveling the roads of Central Washington and Montana. This young Maine girl got to drive across country, visit Alaska and Hawaii, Mexico and Canada, and many other U.S. states in between during my 7 years out west. And then things began to change. Although an analytical person by nature, my last year in Seattle began to open my eyes to other possibilities of existence beyond the conservative corporate realm as the universe began to speak to me. As a perpetually single woman rapidly approaching 30 and ready to leave the corporate life and move either to the islands to bartend or to other parts of the world to be trained by a yogi, life quickly suggested otherwise for that moment in my journey, and I was redirected once again. On a trip back to the East Coast, I met my now former husband, the universe spoke, and I followed the flow. I moved to Boston with another company, got married, started flipping properties, and had a baby girl. Yoga, magic, and the flow were put on the back burner. That said, I've always been quite amazed by the events that led me back east. It felt like something else had control over my life in that moment, and I simply sat back and watched it unfold. In 2006, my little family moved to Maine, where my ex-husband and I had both grown up, had a second child, a little boy, and life happened. It was not until our separation in 2015 that the light began seeping through again, another turn in my trajectory. As my sister and I went through simultaneous divorces and maneuvered the rigors of that process, this magical world began to unfold for us both. As I mentioned, this path of self-awakening was not one I sought out, nor did I even realize I was stepping onto a path of self-awakening. The path does not always begin with a starting gate or buying a ticket for the show. In fact, some of us may not realize there was a race in which to participate or show to see. For me, it began with subtle changes, new experiences, and healing. It took some time before I realized I stepped onto the path of self-awakening. Now, after 5 years of magical adventures and a lot of healing, here I sit writing a book. Stepping stones have been placed in front of me all along my journey to guide me. These stones were sometimes different than the stones placed for others I know. Your stones will be placed for you. Until then, I would like to share with you some knowledge that has been presented to me and experiences that have served me well. If we are of similar mindsets, then I am hopeful these will serve you well as you get started on your journey. How the book is organized. The Spiritual Awakening of an Analytical Mind is structured to give you nuggets or stepping stones to help you during your journey. Sometimes the nuggets may be more tangible practices you can incorporate now, and other times they may simply be an introduction to a topic you can investigate as you see fit. Think of this book as an outline, and now you have the opportunity to write your own story around it by gaining new knowledge, having new experiences, and discovering those items you wish to incorporate into your life. With that, approach this book in a way that feels right for you. Read it straight through or jump around when something speaks to you. The chapters are not mutually exclusive or necessarily in the exact order for you. Each stepping stone will provide you with an opening explanation of the chapter, 3 subchapters to guide you, exercises you may incorporate into your practice, and a smattering of stories when they seemed relevant to share. My biggest desire when deciding to write this book was to help people coming from a similar place as me. I wanted you to have one book, written in an honest, matter-of-fact way, to act as a baseline of information for you as you begin your journey, coming from the perspective of our linear way of thinking. Please know you are not alone in being a hesitant participant on this path at the onset. Many of our paths up to this point may not seem compatible with this new path. Even our personalities may not seem compatible. But this is the path toward which the world is moving, a raised universal consciousness. And this is how we find ourselves in this unfamiliar place, ready to embark on a new phase of our lives. Please be assured, this path is an extraordinary one to undertake and will be a life-changing experience in the most positive way. My hope for you. Before we begin along our 13 stepping stones, there are 3 items of guidance I wish to offer you regarding your journey. The first item is that we may begin this journey of self-awakening solely for ourselves, and that is often enough. With that said, as you begin to open and heal, you may feel a pull toward helping the greater good, which can take many forms. For some, it may even lead to a career change or forming a business in time. You will learn what makes sense for you, and the pull will likely evolve over time. Above everything, be kind to yourself. Your journey is your journey. The second item is that each of us progresses through our journey at a different pace for a variety of reasons. Do not judge yourself against the journey of others or them against your journey. This sounds adolescent, but the journey is such a new and unknown path for some of us, and our nature is often to compare ourselves to others. We like benchmarks. Please try hard to refrain from this. Some of us are tortoises and others are hares. Both are great and get to where they need to go. Your journey is your journey. The last item is that each person will develop their own toolbox of skills, from intuitive abilities to various certifications to modes of art. Once again, please leave judgment at the door. I've seen people with a few of the same certifications in their toolbox still end up at a different place on their journey. Your path will unfold over time. In Native tribes, individuals found their own power, and that was the gift they developed and brought to their people. Altogether, the tribe had balance. We should not all be the same. And each of our gifts is important to the greater good. Your journey is your journey. My hope for you is that the stepping stones will act as guideposts of sorts as you begin your journey of self-discovery and self-awakening. Please know this path is remarkable. By stepping a foot onto the path, you will be forever changed in exceptional ways. In the simplest terms, walking this path of awakening is about becoming the best version of ourselves and allowing the positive energy derived from our love, kindness, compassion, and gratitude to ripple out into our lives, to our families and friends, our communities, our states and countries, the world, and the universe. The action of becoming the truest version of ourselves makes all the difference to the universal consciousness. As you begin this journey into a world that may not feel completely natural to your personality, I hope this book will offer you the feeling of reassurance and love from a kindred spirit. As you create your own unique path on your journey toward your truest self.